Hello and welcome to Public Interest Podcast with your host, Jordan Cooper, where we have been interviewing politicians, activists, advocates, and others since 2016 with the intention of ennobling public service, creating a platform for positive civil discourse, and facilitating dialogue with difference. This show is the antidote for those who are tired of hearing about what's going wrong with the world. We showcase people just like you who are working to leave the world better than they found it, and that's good news. And now a word from former President John F. Kennedy with his views on public service.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
I'll remind you that this show is made possible by viewers like you. If you appreciate what we're doing here at Public Interest Podcast and enjoy this episode, please contribute $1 at publicinterestpodcast.com. And to express our gratitude, we offer a few freebies to our supporters. In addition to your support, we welcome your feedback. Please join the conversation by calling 240-630-0380 or by emailing engage@publicinterestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. We're here today with Joe Pardo, the host of what podcast is it again?
The Business Podcast.
Okay, and you also are the creator of MapCon,
yes, which stands for Podcast Conference.
Okay, and where are we right now?
We are at DC PodFest.
DC PodFest. So there's this whole phenomenon right now about new podcast conferencing. Podcasts, we just heard, are replacing radio to some extent, getting new listenership. What's going on with podcasts? Where are podcasts today?
You know, I think that DVRs, I think it goes back to like DVRs, probably even before DVRs, like VHS, right? Mm-hmm. Coming onto the scene, people having that power to like pick their programming.
Right.
And then VHS turning to DVD, DVR coming on the scene, then Netflix, right? So you get the Netflix. Now people are like, I only want to see X, Y, and Z. So it's been a
customization. It's like the epitome of capitalism. Here.
Exactly.
It's
and
choice.
Meanwhile, the media giants have created an abundance of TV shows and channels, like ones that probably get very little viewership to try to combat that.
Right.
But
they have to fill that content for a 24-hour cycle.
Exactly.
Whereas with podcasting, it could be 5 minutes. It could be whatever you want it to be.
Yes.
And it's available on demand. You don't have to wait till 6 p.m. on Thursday.
that is very true. So, you know, the consumer, from the consumer standpoint, it's all been correlating to, you know, you having that choice. Not just being force-fed, like, whatever's on TV, whatever's on the radio.
Sure.
You know, I think that it's so amazing that not only do we have that choice, but there's so many people that are willing to take the plunge and actually do the work to make it happen.
So, talking about taking the plunge, you're a father, you have a young child.
Yes.
You know, you had a career, have a career, but you're also in this podcasting thing. What's it, you know, talk to me about the challenge of balancing and creating this podcast while also trying to sustain a family.
Well, so fortunately for me, I've been doing podcasting for 3.5 years. I've only had a kid for 1.5 years.
All right.
So I had a little bit of a head start in that. But I did leave my family's business, not to start a podcast, mm-hmm. but to start my own business in general.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that a month later I would end up in podcasting.
Right.
You know, for me, I only listened to one podcast before I started a podcast. That was a Disney show because I love Disney.
Yeah.
And here I am, you know, almost... over 11 years after starting to listen to that podcast, creating my own podcast, running a podcast conference.
So you're making, this is your career, you're making a living off of podcasting.
Yes. In fact, if you come to my talk later today, you will find out more about how I do that and how you can create a movement through podcasting, bringing people, because you got to remember, when it's audio, it's your voice and their ears.
So why are you, what do you mean creating a movement? What are you trying to accomplish?
So for me, it's about helping business owners, right? In the beginning, my show was called The Dreamers Podcast, and I just recently rebranded to The Business Podcast,
mm-hmm.
because what turned out, what we were talking about was business. You know, whether it was entrepreneurs, business owners from around the world, and I eventually was like, okay, so it's The Dreamers Podcast, now it's The Dreamers Podcast, business lessons from business owners.
So you're providing a blueprint for people to grow their businesses.
Yes.
Okay.
People who already have a business. I mean, entrepreneurs can listen too, you know,
and
it's
you say
great.
This is a movement.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
A movement for understanding process. So I tell people to focus on the top, right? So that stands for team, offer, and process.
Mm-hmm.
You focus on those things, that gets you off that sales treadmill that you feel like you always constantly feel like you need to be on.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else will start to come together as an experience, not only for your customers, but also for your team.
So you're saying it's a movement in terms of the listenership is starting to...
reconceptualize how to do business?
Yes. Well, it also helps for my consulting business because it's a marketing, you know, plan, right? It's part of the marketing ploy of my business. So there are some people that have businesses that are all completely revolved around, like the speaker that we heard earlier today. Her business revolves around getting sponsorships for her business. That's a pop culture thing. Right. So the show is the business. In my case, I have made $0 from my show. But because of my show, I'm nearing $100,000 a year.
That's
not
great.
There yet. Yeah. But we're getting there.
Through consulting fees and...
through that, through lots of things. Come to the talk later today, you'll find out more.
Exactly. So one last thought. Just, there's this new trend. There's the podcast festivals in Florida, yep. California next year, in Philadelphia. We did yours in New Jersey. Now we're in Washington, D.C. Is this a growing trend of these podcast conference and festivals, and what does it indicate?
So I would say it is. You know, having Podcast Movement lead the way, they were the first to get on the scene in a big way, instead of just being a, like, hey, we're going to come here, and because our favorite podcasters are going to be podcasting live from this scene.
Right.
Podcast Movement gave an opportunity for people that were like, hey, I'm going to New Media Expo, I'm going to these, you know, media giant expos and conferences, and I'm no longer the outsider.
Right. So how are these conferences shaping the podcast landscape in America?
How are the podcasts shaping the...
How about podcast conferences shaping podcasting in America?
So what they're doing is they're enabling people to say, I'm not alone.
Yeah.
There's a whole...
building a community.
Yeah, exactly. Building those bridges. And the other thing is it really empowers people to hear other people's stories of like, hey, look, this is where I came from, and now this is where I'm at. At MapCon this year, one of the attendees had this long career in radio, and he had just left like 6 months earlier to start a pod, you know, and to start a pod. Well, I think he got laid off, which is a good thing.
The Whiskey Cast guy.
I don't recall what his show is.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Joe, appreciate it. Thanks for joining us today on Behind the Scenes Podcast.
Yes, thank you.
This has been another episode of Public Interest Podcast with your host, Jordan Cooper, where we interview politicians, activists, advocates, and others who seek to improve the state of the world. I'll remind you to subscribe on publicinterestpodcast.com, iTunes, or your favorite podcast listening platform. And please join the conversation by calling 240-630-0380 or emailing engage@publicinterestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.